Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It's very clear to me that Hamas have continued to play this psychological game or to engage in psychological warfare. And it's very difficult, as we've said, to imagine what the families of the hostages are going through. It could easily have been resolved by Hamas saying and telling Israel exactly who is going to be, who is alive, who is not. This is obviously intentional. Dr. Ron Schleifer is a researcher in psychological warfare. Dr. Schleifer, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Howard. How are you? How's Johannesburg?
Johannesburg is beautiful. It is. It's the summer rainy season, so it is really, really lovely and green. But we are. I don't know. We're having quite an emotional week, which I guess is to be expected because we see the value in obviously and the desperate need for the hostages to be released. We worried about the consequences. We all over the show, and then we have this issue around the games that Hamas continues to play. Give us an overview of how you see this particular strategy happening now.
Okay. First of all, we need to note that the whole purpose of the huge operation, which Iran trained and invested in Hamas over a decade or more, the whole purpose of the October 7 attack is what we are seeing and experiencing right now. The aim is to embarrass Israel. It's to demonstrate its weakness, shake its self-confidence, and above all, tear Israeli society apart. And this is the language that we use. This is also encouraged by Hamas. It's not a deal. It's a compromise. The deal is when both sides are looking for a win. But here, what Hamas is aiming for is for Israel to lose. And Israel's loss will be Hamas's win. Also, the rules of negotiations are different in the Arab world. I said, I think on this show a few weeks ago, mm-hmm. I don't know what the future of the negotiations is going to be, but one thing I'm certain at is that at the last minute, Hamas will say, hold it. There's only one this little matter. And of course, the hopes in Israel are funneled so high that the Israeli government cannot afford break the negotiations, which what Hamas is interested in order to crack the Israeli mental structure. And Arafat did this. It's not because I know the future, but this is what Arafat used to do in the past so many times. The first rule of psychological warfare is to blame the enemy. The enemy is responsible for this current horrible situation. And who is the enemy? It's Netanyahu, of course, it's not the Hamas rapists. It's Netanyahu because of his intransigence, etc. And large section of Israeli society, also in the West, are convinced that this is the situation.
So Hamas, carry on.
Hamas managed to push Israel to do its will. Now, can you imagine who is the stronger party in this conflict? But yet, Israel is following the Hamas diktat, and this is quite an achievement. And also, it pushed Israel to such a tight corner that whatever Israel will do, it will be wrong. If we release the hostages, then we stop the war. If we stop the war, we practically kill the hostages. Another technique is driving a wedge into your enemy society, inside enemy society. And whatever Israel do, whatever the government will do, will be wrong. Now, who is going to be on the deal? I still have no idea, as you said earlier. We don't have the names to this day after 15 months. We don't know who is alive, who is dead, where they are, what the situation is. The Red Cross has never been there. And whatever the government will do will be wrong. Who will be on the first round? Because every day matters. Now, who will be on the first round to be released? It'll be the young or the old. It'll be the females or the males. It'll be those the Israeli or those who hold foreign passports, and there will always be people who will be bitterly disappointed at the government, and of course they will express it publicly, and it will be exploited by other interested parties. It's a mayhem. It's a political mayhem. It's a social mayhem, and it's a complete Hamas victory in that respect. And lastly, is another principle of psychological warfare, is to overload enemy system. The Palestinians did it in the first Intifada when they overload the Israeli legal system. Anything had to go through the legal procedures, and it's impossible to run a military campaign when the legal advisors are present in every behind every corner. And here in the government and the Ministry of Defense and the IDF and the Shin Bet and any other defense organization, they have to deal with the negotiations instead of running a war. And this is quite a remarkable psychological warfare strategy.
Was this all intentional and planned, or is this just inherently how Hamas knows how to behave, what they've been taught?
Oh, it's planned to the detail. It's planned to the minute detail. This is the purpose of the whole attack, the military attack, the planned rapes and the kidnapping. Was the major? That's the height of the Hamas campaign since October 7. Everything was designed for that, and on top of the Hamas structured attack, there were those hundreds or thousands of civilians who penetrated into Israel and looted and raped and took hostages as a private endeavor. It doesn't matter if it's young or old, dead or alive. They saw the Nukba, what they do, and they understood instantly how lucrative a body or a live hostage is going to be. So that private initiative is also Hamas has to deal with that. I personally believe that Hamas took over this the hostages in the by private sector, so to speak. But it gives them a perfect pretext to say we don't know, it's not us, it's the Islamic Jihad, it's a private entrepreneur, we don't know the fate of the and this is all designed to keep us in the dark. And the lack of information is the worst psychological part of this whole situation, which Hamas marvels on that. And I take my professional hat off in respect to what they've done. It's a test case. the West should really watch and learn how it is done, because whatever starts in Israel never stops in Israel.
Yeah, it's just incredible, because when you look at it, when you zoom out the way in which you've just done, it's such a clear strategy, but everybody still keeps getting caught up in it. And you can see it now, how they are allowing themselves to be fooled. The whole case, the ICC case, the ICJ case and genocide, but people are starving and they're freezing to death. But then you're seeing pictures of a completely different picture claiming victory. It boggles the mind, but people are still quite prepared to, or allowing themselves to be hoodwinked. I do need to end it there because it's 7:01, but it's just fascinating. And Dr. Ron Schleifer, thank you as always for chatting to us and for bringing us your incredibly interesting insight. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.